Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 204, and we're starting off with some sad news from one of our own. And this comes to us via the general manager, Karen Arms, from the Wicked Forest in Logan, Ohio. Everyone at Wicked Forest is devastated with the loss of Jeff Arms, aka Sir Chris, who was also my son, who passed away on May 2nd at the too young age of 38. There are just no words to describe our loss. Jeff was a firefighter on the Nelsonville Fire Department and lost his life in the line of duty. Jeff loved to be a haunter, his haunt crew, friends, and family. Thank you for the memories. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Jeff Arms and the Wicked Forest Haunted Attraction, and offers up this moment of silence. On some lighter news, we have this update to the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Save the dates, June 25th, the pre-show haunt tour featuring Terror on the Fox, Green Bay Fear Haunted Attractions, and the Abandoned Haunted House Complex. June 26th through 27th, the convention at the Wisconsin Center in Milwaukee, with a trade show floor, seminars, a fantastic costume ball, and more. Visit MidwestHauntersConvention.com for more information as it becomes available. We have some news from Stranger Things Season 4. This comes via BloodyDisgusting.com. The pandemic pretty well screwed up Netflix's plans for the fourth season of Stranger Things, but the good news is that filming is back on track and the series is once again making headlines as a result. But when exactly can we expect the new season to premiere? Is it coming later this year or further down the road? Finn Wolfhard may have an answer, and well, you may not love it. Quote, Season 4, it should be out sometime next year, hopefully. Wolfhard apparently told a fan in a recent video chat. The quote was brought to our attention by Games Radar. What we know of Season 4 thus far is that Hopper is still alive, imprisoned far from home in the snowy wastelands of Kamchatka, where he will face dangers both human and other. Meanwhile, back in the States, a new horror is beginning to surface, something long buried, something that connects everything. Season 4 is shaping up to be the biggest and most frightening season yet, and we cannot wait for everyone to see more. The Duffer Brothers had said back in February of last year, the season's cast includes Robert Englund, who will play Victor Creel, a disturbed man who is imprisoned in a psychiatric hospital for a gruesome murder from the 1950s. As always, we'll cover this story, keep monitoring it, and let you know when we have updates. We have this sad news from the old Belleville Cave in Joplin, Missouri. We are sad to announce that the cave is permanently closing. We are grateful for all the customers and workers over the past 8 years. Thank you, everyone. We had a great time. Keep up with any updates on their Facebook page. We have this update to the Carolina Fear Festival coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. Attention movie maniacs and film fanatics, what better way to get ready for the awesomeness of Carolina Fear Fest than by joining Mad Ones Films for a pre-con double feature kickoff event at the Alamo Drafthouse. Do not miss the Raleigh, North Carolina premiere of Kill Giggles, followed by the world premiere of Inside the Circus Tent, the feature-length behind-the-scenes documentary shot during the making of the movie, on Friday, May 28th. Kill Giggles writer and director and guest of the show, Jason Buterin, will be on hand along with film stars Felissa Rose, Vernon Wells, Michael Ray Williams, and more, who will be greeting and meeting fans. All ticket holders to this event will receive an exclusive poster and the chance to win some other great prizes. The Alamo Drafthouse Cinema has fabulous food and drinks, so come hungry. Tickets for this event are limited. Get those tickets and more info about Carolina Fear Fest at carolinafearfest.com/special-events. We have this from the Scream and Stream haunted attraction in Kissimmee, Florida, via OrlandoWeekly.com. Scream and Stream started as a pandemic necessity, but it's not ending that way. The drive-through haunted house has announced it's returning for a second year this fall, from September 18th through Halloween. Guests will be spooked by a new horrifying adventure created by Patrick Brayard, a Halloween Horror Nights veteran. Pre-sale tickets for this horror show are available now. The event will be hosted at the Boggy Creek Airboat Adventures at 2000 East Southport Road in Kissimmee. Partial proceeds from the event will be donated to the Second Harvest Food Bank. Keep up with updates at ScreamNStream.com, that's the letter N, or their Facebook page, facebook.com/ScreamNStream. We have some toy news from NECA's Toonie Terrors line of toys. This comes to us via BloodyDisgusting.com. 100 years ago, on the 21st of April, out in the waters around Spivey Point, a small clipper ship drew towards land. Suddenly out of the night, the fog rolled in. NECA is celebrating John Carpenter's atmospheric horror classic, The, with a first brand new toy of Captain Blake from the film. It's part of their Toonie Terrors line. The line thus far includes everyone from Jason to Freddy, Ash to Victor Crowley, and Trick or Treat Sam to Nosferatu, and Captain Blake is part of the upcoming sixth season. NECA, you may recall, had made a Captain Blake action figure a few years ago. We have this news from the Haunted Hydro haunted attraction in Fremont, Ohio. For 31 years, the legendary Haunted Hydro has provided a place of fun and fright to all to experience. For 31 years, an evil has lurked in the shadows, building momentum, waiting to show its presence and energize the Hydro and the entities inside to a new level of fear. The Hydro Awakening is upon us. If you thought the Hydro was fun and scary before, you haven't seen nothing yet. Secure your tickets now and lock in your spot to experience the beginning of the next stage of the evolution for the Hydro. Experience the awakening. Get your tickets on this two-night halfway to Halloween event, May 21st and 22nd. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/thehauntedhydro. We have this update from Days of the Dead coming to Indianapolis. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actors Michael St. Michaels and Sky Elabar to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Indianapolis, happening July 16th through the 18th at the Marriott Center, Indianapolis. Michael St. Michaels and Sky Elabar are best known as portraying Big Ronnie and Big Braden in the 2016 horror comedy The Greasy Strangler. Tickets and more info for Days of the Dead Indianapolis can be found at daysofthedead.com. We have an update from the Scares That Cares charity in Williamsburg, Virginia. Good evening, everyone. It gives me great pleasure to introduce the actress who literally coined the phrase splitting headache. From the original Friday the 13th, Mrs. Janine Taylor joins us at Scares That Care Charity Weekend, happening July 30th through August 1st in Williamsburg. Get more information about this very worthy cause at ScaresThatCareWeekendVA.com. We have this from the All Saints Lunatic Asylum in Apple Valley, California. Midnight Dreary Production Studio is proud to present its grand reopening event halfway to Halloween Mayhem at the Asylum, May 28th and 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. Do you have what it takes to experience the mayhem with the lights out? Reservations only, no walk-ups. Located at 22521 Shawnee Road in Apple Valley, California. Get your tickets and more info at allsaintsasylum.com. And finally, we have this news from Skittles via bloodydisgusting.com. A few years back, zombie Skittles hit store shelves for Halloween with candies tasting like rotten zombie randomly mixed into each bag. In other words, you didn't know if you were about to taste the rainbow or, well, human flesh until it was too late. A similar gimmick is being put to use this coming Halloween season with Skittles Shriekers, we've learned. Once again, the spooky-themed bags of candy will be filled with both normal-tasting Skittles and unpleasant variants that are randomly inserted. In this case, super sour Skittles. The packaging promises some are so sour they will make you shriek. The sour candies will look the same as the non-sour ones, so again, you won't know what you're biting into until you start biting. Look for these in stores sometime before Halloween. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. It is Sunday morning, winding down Transworld 2021. It has been a fun show, if not a different show. You know, lots of people here, a lot of people not here, a lot of vendors making good sales, good money has been exchanged out here. A lot of people have talked to, have said, you know, this is just great that we're back to doing shows again. And of course, you know, we couldn't do this, and we love doing this on Sunday mornings. We couldn't do this show without our very fine sponsor, the title sponsor of The Big Scary News, Froggy's Fog, who once again has signed a contract supporting us for yet another year. So we wanted to give a big thank you to Froggy's Fog and talk to Chris Markgraft, who we love chatting with. Chris, how has Froggy's done at Transworld?
It's been a really great show. I would even say surprisingly great. You know, Jen was saying that her registration numbers were up compared to the previous, you know, before COVID. And I actually do believe that. I was a little skeptical at first, to be honest. But what I think did happen is, and some of us had discussed it and kind of predicted it, I felt like people didn't come and stay the whole weekend. They made in-and-out missions, maybe stay one night, maybe stay two nights, but not the whole time. And which was great because it gave the show a very balanced floor where we had a little bit more time on, you know, spread out throughout the day to talk with people. So it made it for really good. The other thing we saw is we saw a lot of new blood. We saw a ton of new attractions. You know, last year when limitations were put on some of the large major haunted attractions, the overflow went to some of those mid-level haunted attractions or even small haunts. And as a result, they had banner years, which gave them the revenue to purchase things that they only could dream of previously. And so now this is going to let the whole industry go up to another level of professionalism, because now your mid and small level haunts have better toys. And as long as they take the time to get the proper training to run a safe attraction, this is their chance to go join the ranks of some of the big legendary names in haunted attraction.
And it's not just the haunted attraction owners, too. There's several brand new vendors out here who a lot of them work for haunted attractions. And, you know, they might be their mask maker or their prop builder. And the guy across from the booth from us, he's literally only been in business a couple of months. But he works for a haunted house. They did well. And, bam, he's here. And you know, a lot of people are staring at his stuff. And he's made some sales. So that's only going to benefit him and his haunt, too.
Sure. Well, necessity's the mother of invention, as they say. So you have people who couldn't maybe purchase from previous vendors because maybe that vendor was in a state that had a mandatory shutdown and couldn't build their props for this past season. So they had to learn to do things themselves or find someone else. And so it did give opportunities to new businesses, which is cool to see. Honestly, the greatest thing to see here wasn't the show numbers or the show sales. Those are, of course, important to all of our livelihoods, but it was just to see everybody.
Absolutely.
Mask, no mask, I was so thrilled just to hug people I hadn't seen in a couple of years. You know, this is, Adam and I have been doing this 18 years now. It doesn't seem, it stings a little when you say it that way. You know, we've been doing this for 18 years.
And I've known you for like 12 of those.
Yeah, right.
Even from the previous
And you
show.
Just, you know, you look in the mirror and a lot more gray than when we started. But you look, I'm talking about my mirror, not yours.
Okay.
You know. You look as young and vibrant as ever.
I've been the silver fox ever since the twins were born, 17
I get it. I have twins, too.
Yeah.
That does it to everybody.
You know how it is.
I do. But, you know, just to see people that have become your family over the better part of two decades, and then you don't see them for, in essence, almost 2 years is a big change. And so it was great to see everybody out. It was great to see and talk with a lot of people who've made the choice to be vaccinated and make it where hopefully we can keep this kind of thing going and maybe be mask-free next year would be super cool,
other than
Halloween masks. But, yeah, I mean, it's good. You know, and for us, in our own company, we did some transitioning, too, during this. We built, during the pandemic, we understood that a lot of the main ingredients in fog happened to be the same main ingredients that the CDC had as guidance in hand sanitizer. And so really we had to get the legal licensing to get the alcohol and do a couple of those type of things and get the FDA registries done. And then we turned the corner and flipped a switch and started trying to help during the pandemic. And so that was a big thing. And we took the resources from that and built a second factory 7 miles from the original Froggies factory. And that one's called Simply Brands. It's still under the Froggies brand of families. It's a full CGMP audited FDA facility where we do hand sanitizers and alcohols and soaps and antimicrobials so that the haunt industry and our other industries never again are dependent on a foreign nation to keep ourselves safe. If we have another one of these pop up, at least we're going to have some basic things,
sure,
sanitizer and so on, to keep us in the good.
Now, I bought 2 gallons of hand sanitizer for myself. And we had this chat back in January when you made the transition the decision to go into hand sanitizing because, you know, the entertainment industry just suffered. So all your theatrical fog, all your haze, all your snow for shows and everything was, you know, basically drastically reduced. When people are coming to the booth, are they still talking more about fog and fog machines and bubbles and hazers, or what is the percentage maybe between that and the people who are interested in purchasing sanitizers for their haunts?
There's definitely a mix. I mean, as all the distilleries had jumped in also to give a hand, a lot of those
distilleries... There's a few of those in Tennessee.
Yeah, a few. And Kentucky.
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of those folks were in temporarily, so they dumped a lot of sanitizer into the market as they've been exiting that. They don't intend to keep doing it. They didn't build a factory that's a full FDA facility to keep doing it. And so as they exited the market, they flooded it for a while, so that slowed down hand sanitizer a little bit. But we're starting to see that climb back up pretty well. Interestingly, when you brought up fog and snow, we thought that would drop significantly, and we didn't see that.
That's interesting.
It dropped a little tiny bit, but what we thought would happen wasn't at all what happened. The fog side was down just a tiny little bit, but the snow side, because so many attractions last year did Krampus, was through the roof.
Well, that's true.
Like, we sold more snow at Halloween than we've ever dreamed of selling in Halloween, nearly as much as Christmas.
Wow.
And so that more than made up the difference on the special effects side. So that part was nice, too.
Oh, excellent.
That balance. And then the other thing is, you know, most haunters don't really know, and we don't talk about it a lot unless you come by the booth and really get to know us, but we're a GSA contractor for the military and Uncle Sam. So those guys don't stop protecting our country just because there's a pandemic. They keep training in smoke.
Sure.
They keep, firemen keep drilling
firemen,
in smoke.
Fire training,
you know,
you're very
so,
well known in the, in the smoke industry.
Yeah, yeah, they're over there. It's not called fog, it's called smoke training. It's so funny. They don't call a fog machine, it's a smoke generator.
Right.
So,
yeah. It just sounds more.
Sounds much more official.
More powerful, yes.
Much
smoke
more official.
Generator.
Yeah. Hi, I have a Titan 1200 fog machine. I have a Titan 1200 smoke generator.
Sold.
Yeah, exactly. No,
it
was really cool. This year, you know, has definitely sucked, I think. We can say that, safe to say, as far as all of us having to be extra careful. I know we had COVID in my own house.
Mm.
We were so cautious. And we were so cautious for so long. And the day we were supposed to get our second Pfizer shot, my wife was diagnosed with COVID along with two of my kids. We had a family member come down that's from another part of the country that's not a big fan of masks. And didn't bother to mention that some of their children had been sick with a low fever the week before.
Oh, fantastic.
So anyway.
But everyone's recovered.
We're fine. And, you know, in my case, my wife had compromised lungs. I definitely credit that 4 weeks earlier, getting that first dose of Pfizer probably saved her bacon.
Wonderful.
As for the other two of us in our family who were vaccinated that same day with our first dose, we didn't get it.
Mm.
So super cool. But I see you looking at your little
magic
one.
I was just saying here, you know, this is fantastic. I'm just checking the battery on this.
Yeah,
this,
I get
I've
it.
I've been recording a lot this week.
So
what are, let's talk about the fog and stuff for this
year.
What are the new products that you had? You know, you didn't really have a new product, quote, rollout at Transworld last year. So are there products from 2020 and 2021 here that we're considering
new? We added some new scent machines into the lineup. Both small room size, you know, you guys have known for years about the little battery powered ones do with a disc. We have that now that can run on a couple of D batteries, or it can run on hard power, and you can control it from your wireless device. So
that's interesting.
You know, you have Bluetooth, Wi-Fi capabilities, also in some bigger machines, so that on the scent machines, once you get home and go, you've got your feet up, you've just closed the attraction, it's 3:30 in the morning, you're finally home, feet up, ready to relax for the night and go, oh crap, I left a scent machine on. Pull out your phone, turn it off.
Oh, hell nice.
And so those are the kind of things that are, you know, we're going in directionally, even in fog machines in the future. We launched at this show with Haze Base some products that have that feature built in on actual fog machines, where you're starting to see other capabilities, wireless related and other languages from technology to be able to speak to the machine beyond just standard DMX.
It's almost scary how simple it is to do that now. Left the scent machine on. Boop. Phone.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Over.
Right. You know, if our network goes down, we're just totally screwed in our nation, I think. But
yeah.
We have, you know, always had a great relationship with American DJ. You know, sometimes people think we're all adversarial and most of us aren't. Our industry looks out for each other, and we try and help each other where we can and bail each other out of emergencies. So
sure.
American DJ and the Elation folks have been really good folks to deal with and partners to us as far as being a great vendor to us. So we took on one of their newer lines of fog and snow machines as well, called Magmatic. They're fantastic machines as well. Of course, we still have our own brands. We love our Titan series, our Boreas snow machines, our Hyperion upshots that are all still doing great. And as you saw probably yesterday, the attraction still loves Poseidon. That's the one we launched the last big show we had.
In 19.
Yep, yep. Okay. And that's the ground fogger, which uses no ice, no dry ice, no CO2, no refrigeration.
Is that this one right over
here?
Yeah. It's just pumping
runs off water and water and fog fluid and You can connect it to a garden hose, and you don't have to put specialized water.
Oh, wow.
So it'll actually automatically level the proper amount of water over the ultrasonics, and then do all the blending and really keep you a nice low-lying fog.
Nice.
Without having to transport ice.
To me, that's just the quintessential haunted house effect, the low-lying on the ground. I mean, I love fogged-up rooms, I love haze rooms and everything like that, but that low-lying fog, especially like going through a cemetery and all that, like, I guess because I grew up on all the movies where that happened, that is just the thing.
It is. We really like seeing that. I mean, even as a guy who gets to play with these toys all the time, that one, and to me, that and snow machines just never get old. For whatever reason, you know, fog machines, I've seen them. Hazers, same thing. To me, you got to have them in their environment for them to be what they're supposed to be and fun. But ground fog in a snow machine or a Fobbles machine, you can pull that out anywhere.
Oh, I walked through right as they were turning on the bubble machine or the Fobble machine.
Yeah, the fog bubbles,
and I was
yeah.
like, oh, this brings me back. Because it's been a couple of years since I've been able to. And everyone's just sitting there poking the
it's
little
so
bubbles.
It's so funny because as far as getting people into my booth to talk to them, that's like fishing with dynamite. And people see that go off and they just come. They can.
And they let kids in this year with their parents. So did kids come running in saying, ooh, bubbles, and drag their parents in here?
I'm actually, as long as the kids were like they were this year, very much for that in the future.
I wasn't a big fan of it, but I've not seen any kids freak out. I've seen everybody well-behaved.
And I think a lot of us vendors, and this will be feedback I want to give to the vendor board and to Jen also, is it gave all of us who are vendors, we get to see what the future is going to be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, children probably sold more Fobbles machines than myself and my sales team, because when they came in, the people on the floor got to see their interaction
right.
and go, okay, this is going to work in my haunted attraction. This is going to work in my haunted hayride, because, you know, there's a lot of agribusiness folks here. This is going to work in my escape room. This is going to work in my Christmas Santa Land. I was shocked by the number of Christmas people who purchased Fobble machines this year. So,
have you had a chance to go over to the Christmas
displays? I haven't this year.
You've got to walk over there at least for 5 minutes. It's beautiful.
This year, normally I take the back end of yesterday and I walk the floor a minute, but it just wasn't possible. This is the conversation I've had here with you for 5 or 10 minutes, literally, is the longest break I've had on the show floor.
And we haven't opened up yet, technically.
Yeah,
so.
And so that's part of why I'm glad we
That's why I come here on Sunday mornings, because you're never available at any other time. So.
Well, it's just, you know, this is a busy show. There are times, in non-COVID years where Adam and I have both had people waiting 30 or 40 minutes to talk to us. Mm-hmm. And we hate that, by the way. I wish we could just, you know, make 7 of each of us so we could take care of everyone fast. But people have important questions that are important to their attractions. And they want to know how to do something, how to make something work better, and we want to teach. We tell our sales team, you don't sell. Selling isn't selling. Selling is education. You teach them about the products, then they can make an educated decision.
Absolutely.
So,
Froggy's clone machines. That would be something to work on.
Yeah, I'll be a little retired.
Maybe you can get that military contract and have them do a little research. Probably out in Area 51 or something like that. Who knows?
Come out with four arms. Five legs.
That's just more of you to reach and grab product to sell. So
I don't know. One more year of COVID and my wife baking, there will be more of me to reach and sell.
Oh, boy. But anyway, Chris, I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with us here at the Big Scary Show. For people wanting more information about the Simply Sanitizer, all the new Froggies products, the Fobbles, the Poseidon, the Titan, the standard Swamp Juice, which is, you know, the industry standard these days.
The Mask Refresher Spray.
The Mask. That's new.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Let's mention that
mask,
real quick.
Mask Refresher Spray. So we realized that the CDC and all those guys really want us washing and replacing masks daily. We also know how many of us actually don't do that.
Oh, sure.
So we took what was our sanitizer, removed one of the ingredients that keeps it kind of sticky on your hands, and we made a mask refresher spray. Mm. So you can spray down the inside of your mask and help it smell a little better.
I can tell when I've eaten a chili dog for about 3 or 4 hours.
You'll have to go
over
and play with
hours.
It in a minute. It's pretty cool. And spray it and then wave it for about a minute and let it evaporate off. And it leaves a nice, refreshing smell in there. And
will you eventually put in scents for those?
There is scents in there.
Oh, I mean, like, not the refreshing smell, but, like,
you know,
do like your farm scents.
Boy, yeah. I don't know. That's a... that one might not be the smartest move. That's awful close to the face. And if you got somewhere important to be after that, you're going to walk in smelling
true.
Like a toilet, you know.
How many actors come out of their haunt smelling like that anyway? So
or came into it that
or
day.
Or came into it, you know, hey. So. Hygiene is important.
So as far as how to reach us,
yes.
Always www.froggysfog.com. That's www.froggysfog.com. And you can reach us at 615-469-4906 and hit any extension after that. Just listen to the phone tree, and we'll get you in and get you taken care of. Any questions at all?
One question. Are there any more Defund Tater t-shirts or stickers?
Nah, that's a Tater question. Probably. I really wanted to start one for next year called Reclothe Tater. Because this poster with him laying there basically with nothing
with
on and a pumpkin.
Yeah,
I feel like we need to have a Reclothe Tater fund.
Maybe you should slap just a froggy sticker on the jack-o'-lantern. Therefore, you can use it as official something or other. But on a Sunday morning, we don't need that imagery in our head. But once again, Chris Markgraf, always a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. And we want to thank you especially for, again, being the title sponsor for one more year for Big Scary News. And we hope this will be a continued fruitful relationship. Once again, folks, Drew Badger hanging out on the floor before we open at Transworld. And we're out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggysfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.